It's this lack of grit and resilience. So it's reflective of, are we allowing our younger children to struggle a bit, to really struggle and being uncomfortable and saying it's okay to settle in that and to not want to fix it right away, but to handle being unfamiliar, uncomfortable.
Welcome to the Run Lift Mom podcast, where we're talking about running, lifting, and momming, not necessarily in that order. Today, we're squarely in the momming category with Sonia Montiel from collegeconfidence.net. Now, by day, Sonia helps folks get into the colleges of their choice, but Sonia is also a mom. So because of this, she knows about effective parenting strategies to include letting kids fail. Yeah, you heard me right. She also believes very strongly in getting kids involved in sports and modeling healthy behaviors for them. You're going to hear her speak to that, as well as the many takeaways that might be considered old school parenting, but friends, I think you can use them right now. So without further ado, here's Sonia. You know a thing or two about modeling healthy behavior. I mean, really in both areas, both in the athletic and soccer part, as well as modeling healthy behaviors for would-be college students. I mean, that is both things are worthy, and definitely that college is an accomplishment.
It sure is. And I just feel so strongly about our college-going culture in the U.S. I work with students in four different countries, and it's very interesting to have a cultural perspective on our young minds. And I feel very strongly about how we're raising teens, this notion of having a requirement of going to college. We're losing track of keeping our teens' mental health very centered and healthy. And so I use that concern and that worry as my anchor to not only helping raise my own kids as a mother, not only coaching youth programs, but helping families really understand what is our center when we're raising young people in their future.
I want to first dip in a little bit, if you don't mind sharing just some of your experience with athletics. So why is it important for me to expose my kids to different sports? Can you speak to like what that does for their character?
You know, everything stems from how we grew up, right? I mean, our family background, we're very much rooted to when we were children and what was such a positive influence in our life. And I just want to share, and it's such a core to who I am, is I have a twin. So I can't even imagine what it's like to have triplets. It was just my twin sister and I. And my parents divorced when we were about 7. And my parents decided that my father would raise us. And my father's first generation German, my mother's first generation Filipino. So here's my father. It's like the 80s. And he's looking at these young girls and saying, oh my, like, what do I do? What do I do with raising these girls, right? He is from Berlin. He came to the States when he was like 19. And he used soccer. He used something that he was so passionate about. He loved the game. And he decided to say, I'm going to use soccer to help raise my daughters. And he still remains the best coach I have ever had in my entire soccer career. That foundation of sports, and we played volleyball, we played softball, we played so many different sports, but that notion of team, who am I as a team member, not only on the field, but within my family, was core to who I was as a child, who I developed as a young adult, and who I am as a parent, kind of like as a leading coach within the family. Exposing our children to not just, I don't want to name the sports, it's just really anything where they can find their sense of contribution. Just a little background, I stunk as an athlete. I was such a concern. Like my first practice at soccer, my sister and my dad looked at each other like, ugh, I don't know. This is definitely not for her. But they had patience. My father never like coached me without permission. And I found myself, my body, my heart, my mind on my own. And I developed into this incredible athlete and leader in my own life. So I think that's what's so important, is allowing our children to find, wait, I can contribute to this family. I can contribute to any team that I belong to.
Yeah, so methinks it's probably a mother listening right now, Sonia. Yeah. But ladies, I want you to hear that Sonia's father
played with them to mm-hmm. connect with them. So he used sports or play as a way to connect with his daughters. And, you know, listeners of this show, if you've been around since season one, you've heard me speak with a couple of other guests about how it's challenging, especially for men and fathers, to know how to play and how to connect from those young age. And what I hear you saying is, for you guys, soccer was it. That's how you connected.
Yes, for sure. And I also, in terms of what my father did so right, as I reflect back, I didn't know that then, but
yeah,
he was more silent than anything. I mean, he was such a great listener. And when things got really uncomfortable, in terms of my physical sense, like, oh, that game was hard, or I totally failed at that play, he didn't correct it. He listened. He reflected on, oh, where did you feel like you failed? How do you think you could have taken the next step? So he was brilliant, and he didn't know this, brilliant in letting me have the time to reflect upon myself, because many, many parents, and this is, as a youth soccer coach, I really keep parents at bay. We don't need to rescue our children and say automatically that, oh, I want to make them a better player, so I shall coach on the sidelines. Because we know those parents, right?
Yes, we do. Well, and I've got to imagine that you might see some of those tendencies as you mm-hmm. are coaching young children or young kids for college as well. The tendency to that the parents want to make everything better.
Correct. That's it. I mean, that's the common theme of our lives as leaders in our children's, you know, lives is I will always be the coach. And I release all of the listeners out there, like, I release you. You're not always the coach. You don't have to always be the coach. You can literally just be present. You can cheer. You can help your child, you know, reflect and support. And that alone builds this amazing team that I've experienced in my own life, where you are raising the independent beings you've dreamed about. They are becoming like reflective and independent, and they're not relying or depending on the adults in their life. That's the long term.
It's so helpful to hear like a third party say this, because I know as a mother, the last thing I want to do is see my child hurt or be disappointed in any way. So like, it's my natural tendency to say, oh, mommy will make it better, right? And what I hear you saying is to let somebody work through it themselves, like your dad did for you. He coached you through some of those feelings to help you find your place find your place.
Absolutely. I think when we're looking at the new college students and there's mental health issues in college campuses, now it's, you know, totally emphasized with COVID, but it's this lack of grit and resilience. So it's reflective of, are we allowing our younger children to struggle a bit, to really struggle and being uncomfortable and saying it's okay to settle in that and to not want to fix it right away, but to handle being unfamiliar, uncomfortable. And through those emotions, with our guidance and mentorship as parents, we can help them find their solutions. And that's the grit and resilience that it takes for a teen to transition. And I know this is like your future, to transition, leaving that nest so they can fly and they will likely not return home because something didn't work out, that they'll have the courage to stick with it and persevere. So those are like the core value of what teen is within our family unit.
Do you mind? I know that folks are familiar with resilience. Do you mind defining grit for those listeners that maybe haven't heard that term?
Sure. Grit is where one has a goal, right? You establish a goal, and if you do not have grit and you're moving forward towards that goal and the first attempt is a failure, if you don't have the grit, you'll say, it's not going to work out. This goal isn't for me. I'm changing my goal. And you leave that goal. Grit is having the stamina to face, despite the many failures you'll have, or even sometimes significant, that you will say, this is part of it. Through these mistakes, through these humps, through these failures, I can recover and I can still move forward towards that goal.
I love that.
And grit has a lot of characteristics within it to say, well, how do you recover? How do you get back up and start, you know? And I know you being a marathon runner, like it takes mental grit to get to that finish line, right? And it gets harder and harder once those miles start to creep up on you.
when I'm complimenting others, like when I say somebody's got like grit level 10, it's the highest compliment I can pay them. But I realize sometimes, you know, people don't know what that means. You guys, it's exactly like it sounds. You're tough.
Yeah. Yeah.
What would you say, Sonia, to a parent, maybe of maybe younger kids like me, as well as a parent to an older, maybe entering college child? Mm-hmm. How can they model healthy behaviors, or what are some things that they can do to make sure their kids are heading in the right direction?
Yeah, I'd love to take my example of just what my husband and I have done together. My husband and I, we met in high school, and it just really worked out long term. But we both share this value of fitness. And fitness isn't an external experience. It is part of our family experience. And we role model that. It is joy in our life. So every time we decide to have a family vacation or we do something on the weekend, there is a fitness aspect, though we don't name it or title it that way. And we play. So it's a pickup soccer game. We had a volleyball summer tournament just within the family one summer. We play with one another. We have fun. We laugh. We talk about, I love the way you contributed to that. That was such a great move. How did you get that? So we celebrate each other in our fitness. My husband and I, so it's not only as a family unit of playing, but it's important for us that our children see that the adults in our life play for themselves as individuals. So again, my husband and I, we developed this soccer pickup village of over 1,000 people. And every Sunday, 40 adults, different walks of life, socioeconomic backgrounds, we all show up and we play soccer for 2 hours and we ask our children to give us that time, right? So, oh, this is important to these adults. It doesn't always have to be about me as a child. And so we role model why that's important. And they see the joy in us. And then we have these annual picnic tournaments. All families are invited, and they actually see this community that we're building through fitness. For them, they don't decipher between, oh, there's fitness as an external, right? It is part of our value as a family and how we contribute to one another and then how we build a sense of community. So
I like that you show them too that your identity, obviously it's important to be a mother, but by modeling for them that you set the boundary and that you know it's important to fill your cup, and for you that soccer, that movement and community does it, it shows them that you have value outside of the home in work and play.
Absolutely. And I just have this memory that just popped up during COVID. I found one of my other loves. It's flamenco dancing. Mm-hmm. And I have this favorite teacher in Portland, and I'm in Southern California, and she started doing online lessons. And so I was in the living room and I was doing this lesson by myself, and my 11-year-old was watching me. And at the end of that lesson, she just looked at me and she said, "You're so beautiful when you dance." And oh my, you could just imagine, like, my heart melted because I didn't see her as a child. I saw her as this team member supporting me in this art that I love and cheering me on. So like it was role reversal of a parent role, right? Like, oh my gosh, my child is cheering and supporting me in my identity of pursuing this art. So I thought that was just so incredible.
That is so cool. Sonia, where can people find you if they want to learn more about you and what you're doing for both the soccer community as well as the off-to-college community?
Yeah, for sure. So as you can see, my whole philosophy stems from raising a family to being a coach, and then in terms of college admissions. And the best way to find me is collegeconfidence.net. So go to collegeconfidence.net and you'll find all the contact info there.
Thank you so much for listening to the Run Lift Mom podcast. I want to let you know that you can swipe up in the podcast player that you're in to see the show notes. That's going to take you to my website and you're going to get a deep dive on today's show. Cool, huh? You could think of it as a blog post that complements what was covered today with all of the links and resources discussed. Don't forget to check out the podcast partners as well with some really great offers for you. And until I get into your earpiece again, remember, for while bodily training is of some value, godliness is of value in every way, as it holds promise for the present life and also for the life to come.
That's from 1 Timothy 4:8, and this has been the Run Lift Mom Podcast. This episode is brought to you by Alouette, where, as the name would suggest, all of the skincare and beauty products are made with organic aloe vera. If you would like to try the best-selling restorative enzyme peel, this is for your face, callus barbell hands, and running feet, just go to runliftmompod.com/peel. Again, that's runliftmompod.com/peel, and I will get you the Alouette restorative enzyme peel. Hey there, Run Lift Mom listeners. Have you heard of CrowdCow? CrowdCow is a delivery service that offers beef, pork, chicken, and seafood without added hormones or unnecessary antibiotics. They source meat ethically from trusted farmers, and you guys, it saves you money. You can go to runliftmompod.com/cow, runliftmompod.com/cow, to learn how a CrowdCow box fed my family of six for an entire week. If you're looking for a health and cost-conscious way to feed a large family, friends, this is it.